The Trump administration has proposed pulling nearly 10,000 U.S. troops out of Germany. No order has been given. The Wall Street Journal first reported the development, and the former U.S. ambassador to Berlin told a German newspaper that no one should be surprised that the president would want to bring the troops home. The move highlights the deteriorating relationship between the U.S. and Germany since Trump became president. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports.
When the Journal reported last week that the Trump administration planned to remove 9,500 troops stationed in Germany, it caused a stir in military circles. The U.S. military presence in Germany is among the most important in the world.
I would say it's essential.
Ben Hodges is a retired lieutenant general who commanded the U.S. Army in Europe from 2014 to 2017. He points out that nearly 35,000 U.S. troops in Germany are not there to protect Germany.
They represent part of the U.S. contribution to NATO, which defends the interest of all 30 countries. But it also gives us a forward presence and access throughout Europe, Africa, Middle East.
Hodges, who now holds the Pershing Chair for Strategic Studies at the Center for European Policy Analysis, says Germany is a transit hub for the U.S.-led alliance and a crucial deterrence against Russia. Despite this, President Trump's former ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, who stepped down at the beginning of June, has long advocated for a drawdown of U.S. troops there. He told German tabloid Bild, quote, "American taxpayers no longer feel like paying too much for the defense of other countries." Hodges begs to differ.
With all respect to the former ambassador, it reflects a total lack of appreciation for what having forward-based capability in Europe and specifically in Germany does for American security, and a lack of understanding of what those soldiers are doing.
NPR reached Grenell by phone for comment, but he did not respond before the story aired. According to reports, the Trump administration plans to cap the number of troops in Germany at 25,000 and wants more than 9,000 current troops to be removed by September, a feat that Thomas Wiegold, a German expert on NATO, says is unrealistic.
We are talking about thousands of dependents. We are talking about civilian employees and all this. So the time frame seems rather unreal.
Wiegold, a journalist whose website is devoted to military news in the region, says another thing that's puzzling about this proposal is the billions of dollars of infrastructure the U.S. military has already invested in Germany.
Ramstein Air Base is the largest U.S. air base outside the United States. The Landstuhl Medical Center is the largest U.S. hospital outside the United States.
And if you cut U.S. forces by a third, Wiegold says much of that goes to waste. German politicians are equally baffled. Jürgen Hart, a foreign affairs spokesman for Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right party CDU, says he can only speculate why the Trump administration is reportedly doing this.
Maybe a U.S. president feels a little bit worried about the fact that Germany and the German chancellor is a little bit like a role model on the corona crisis compared to that what happened in the U.S.
Hart acknowledges the Trump administration's frustration with Germany that it doesn't contribute enough to the defense of NATO, but says after years of criticism, Germany is now increasing its defense budget by more than 10% a year. Retired Lieutenant General Hodges agrees that Germany needs to spend more on its military, but he says it's not justification to remove so many U.S. troops from Germany. And the fact that it's been a week since the Journal story first reported this tells him something about the Trump administration.
Well, that tells me that they don't have a plan. And they've come up with a solution in search of a problem, and now they're trying to make it work.
Hodges says the timing of this story in a crucial election year for Trump tells him this was likely a political decision. And Hodges hopes that for the sake of security in Europe and in the United States, this story of such a big troop drawdown remains just a story. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.